Does it always have to go five with Manistique?
You know, if you want excitement, you got to go five. I mean, it's fun to win in three, but five's the way to do it. So, yeah, it's a late night, of course, again, for these Eskimos and the Emeralds. But what a game. And I knew it. I was telling people on social media today that this is going to be a great match. And, in fact, I predicted five early on. I know some people came in the gym today and said, Adam, go three. I want to go home and watch the Cardinals play. But I said, you know what? It's going to go five. I guarantee it. So Manistique's got a great, great program. They coach well. I think I made some enemies tonight, but hopefully we'll get through it. It's just a sport. But I thought the officiating was great. The fans were great. Just a great atmosphere here tonight.
A lot of long volleys, hey? A lot of rallies in this game that went 30, 45 seconds for both teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both sides were able to cover well, dig things up, do some gymnastics out there, if you will, just to get the ball back up. And not giving up. They didn't give up on either time. I mean, we were down maybe 9, 10 points at one set. We rallied back, came back, and won. You know what I mean? So the girls didn't give up on themselves. Maybe they played for the seniors. Maybe they played for Kendra Busamra, who I call Samurai, because she got injured tonight. I think she's out for the season with a bad sprain. But you know what? We got postseason coming up, and this is a great momentum to get into postseason.
Ella had 21 kills for them. Kate at 33 for us. That's a lot of hitting.
that's a ton of hitting. You know, to get good hits, you've got to get a good pass. To get a good pass, then you got to hit it set. And then Caitlin's up there to eat it. And she just crushes that ball over and over again. 33 sets may be a school record. I got to find that out. But that's her record anyway. So way to go, Caitlin Stahlberger.
The quick set.
Working on that all season. It came to fruition tonight, didn't it?
Sure did. Okay, so you're going up to Horton. It's always a long trip. You got to take care of business so that the girls can play again here.
That's right. We're gonna win on Monday, and we'll be back here against Sheboygan on Wednesday for the mid-district tournament there. It's going to be great. We got to play well. It's hard to travel 3 hours and then get off the bus and play, but you know what? Let's do it. Mo's are ready.
Good luck up there.
Thank you.